Welcome back. And one of the most striking observations from the pandemic has been the coronavirus effects on those who are obese. About 30% of hospitalizations have been attributed to obesity and risks of complications with increasing BMI, that's body mass index. We know that being obese is linked to impaired immunity, not only for COVID, but for some other health issues. Now, our health contributor, Jake Laspinato, joins us now. Jake is a health coach, personal trainer, and life coach for his clients. Jake, how are you doing?
Hey, Corey, I'm doing really well. How are you?
Good. What are the most important factors when it comes to optimizing one's health and losing weight?
There is what's called the six foundation principles. I learned this from studying a holistic lifestyle coaching course. And the six foundation principles are nutrition, hydration, sleep, breathing, thinking, and movement. Now, when it comes to starting off and getting things rolling with people, I focus on the top three things that I think are the easiest to start implementing. And that's nutrition, that's hydration, and that's movement. So movement would be like exercise.
How can people utilize those three areas to maximize and get the best results I possibly can?
First off, let's talk nutrition, because nutrition tends to be one of the most challenging areas when it comes to getting healthy, especially when people have built up bad habits over a long period of time of not eating so good and consuming a lot of processed foods like processed sugars, carbohydrates. So that's like candy, snacks out of a package, white sugar, cereals, pasta, pizza dough, white bread. Like I said, anything out of a box, and sodas, energy drinks. So all that stuff is going to want to be cut down to a minimum. And basically the approach is the 80-20 rule when it comes to nutrition. So 80% of everyone's diet, as an average rule of thumb, should be high quality. I always recommend eating organic if possible. So high quality organic whole foods. So that, you know, meat, fish, eggs, fruits, vegetables, all the stuff that basically comes from the earth, and essentially getting that in with three meals per day. Having three meals per day that consist of high quality foods. And then, you know, the other 20% of the time, people can have fun and people can, you know, have that snack or their whatever their guilty pleasure
or
is.
Or their pizza, for me, something
yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
For me, it's like chips and salsa, or, you know, for some, pizza's another one. That's a big one for me, that if I'm going to have some fun, yeah, and I'm going to have the pizza and enjoy it and not feel guilty because the rest of the week, you know, the rest of the weekend, I'm eating good and I'm staying on top of everything.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about water. How much water do you need to drink? 8 8-ounce glasses of water in front of me, I'm going to be like, woo, that's a lot of water. How much do we actually need?
So that's a really good question, because water is super, super important, and hydration is important. And I think one of those things, most people know this, but it's like, okay, how much? So as an average rule of thumb, when it comes to hydration, we should be drinking half our body weight fluid ounces per day. So say, you know, someone's 200 pounds, they should be drinking, as an average rule of thumb, 100 fluid ounces. Now, if that person is more active, like they're starting to exercise more, do more, they're going to want to drink more water, because all that exercise and that energy output, sweating, things like that, we're going to need to replenish the water and the electrolytes and everything. And also another quick little cool tip here is that water helps reduce cravings for other liquid drinks or even for food sometimes, because what will happen is sometimes people will just be dehydrated and they think that they're hungry. And if you have, you know, a 20-ounce glass of water, which sounds like a lot of water, but you drink that, and then a lot of times that's going to satiate the actual hunger.
Those are actually really good tips, things that a lot of people don't know. So the next part that you had mentioned is move. Are we talking like running? Are we talking like lifting weights and doing machines, like exercise classes? What are you talking about for movement?
So actually, all of the above, that was all great examples. Really just movement in general. And to be honest, though, a lot of times people think, okay, I'm getting in my health journey, I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm going to work on cardio. Working on cardiovascular exercise is very good. It's good to have a good balance. What a lot of people overlook is the actual strength training side of things. And I think, too, what happens when people hear strength training, they're like, oh, whoa. You know, they're thinking like big bodybuilders or, you know, doing crazy exercises. But really, it's about building muscle so that we can actually burn more fat. Because what happens is, right, this is the best way I like to describe it to people, is when you're doing cardiovascular exercise, you are burning calories while you're doing the cardio. When you stop doing whatever cardio, running, elliptical, whatever it is, you're done burning calories. The body's going to go back to its regular metabolic rate. What happens with strength training, there's something called excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. So that's a lot. It's EPOC for short. But basically, this just refers to the elevation in the metabolism. So like the rate of calories that are being burned after your strength training ends. So essentially working on building muscle increases that metabolic rate so that you burn more calories at rest when you're not even exercising. Along with that too, not only is that like a huge piece, building more muscle is going to help with the body in general. It's going to help strengthen your core. It's going to help strengthen your bones, your muscular system, and then give you more energy, feeling good, looking good. And it's just overall so important for that piece of health. And it's overlooked so much. And it doesn't have to be 5 days a week in the gym strength training. It could be 3 days per week, full body workout. There's plenty of workout programs out there. I make personalized workout programs for my clients. Also have other generalized workout programs out there for clients that are 3 days per week, full body, getting the strength in, getting the cardio in, and kind of combining it all into one.
That's actually good because a lot of people don't have all that much time to dedicate to five days a week. And they could do a 3 day program that you design.
Totally.
Yeah, because a lot of people think that, you know, strength training or lifting or however you want to call it is, you know, people are going to get too big or they burn more calories actually doing cardio, where in fact they burn just as much doing the strength training. And I think a lot of people overlook that.
And another thing too is when we're strength training, right? Like say someone does 30 minutes rate of cardiovascular work compared to someone who's coming in to do a strength workout. Now this strength workout could be 5-6 exercises max, especially with people who are in time restrictions. Like for me, I run a business, I'm a father, I have a relationship, I have friends, family, so my schedule is always super busy. So my workouts have to be super time effective. And if I'm getting 5-6 workouts in and the time I'm actually under the load of the exercise, let's say I do 3 set squat, 1 set might be a total of 30 seconds that I'm actually under stress. So you add that up, and I'm not going to go crazy on the math, but it's going to roughly be like at the end of the workout, I was only 15 minutes, my body was actually under stress, and I'm going to burn more calories at rest after that workout. Whereas you go do cardio, yeah, you get 30 minutes in, you're burning calories for that 30 minutes, but your body's under stress for that full 30 minutes, and then you stop burning calories after. So the strength training is much more effective when it comes to burning the fat and building the muscle.
Well, that's a really good example that, you know, you're a father, you're a business owner, you have family, you have friends, that you can actually, you still can get this in, which is a great example. Mm-hmm. All right, so you also mentioned like sleeping and thinking and breathing. Those are also very important topics.
They really are, and especially to rest, sleeping, it's when our body heals, it's when our brain, it can be at rest and our brain is healing. There's so much that goes on when we're sleeping, and it's so important, and it's free.
Exactly.
Which is even better. And then, you know, thinking too, what are our thoughts saying? You know, there's something like, I believe we think anywhere from 60 to 90,000 thoughts a day.
Oh, goodness.
And 90% of them tend to be negative for most people. So that's a huge thing, because that we'll get into that too. Yeah, that's a whole deep subject. And then, of course, breathing too. Most people forget to breathe. Breathing helps to just calm the nervous system, relaxation.
That all kind of goes together in a big circle.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, why don't we focus on that next week?
Perfect.
So we have a little bit more time. And how can people get in touch with you in case they want to get a program or they want to talk to you, set something up with you? What's the best way to do that?
Anyone can reach me at my email. My email is coachjcolaspinato@gmail.com. Also, Instagram, social media is a great way to contact me. My Instagram tag is @coachjcolaspinato. And then also I'm on Facebook. So those are all great ways people can contact me with any questions, or if they're curious about potentially doing any training together, I offer a 1-hour free consultation.
Wonderful, Jake. Thank you so much. And I will put all of that information on our website and social media so everybody can get in touch with Jake. Thanks so much.
Sounds
and
good.
We will talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Have a great day.